Welcome, everyone, to Retire True North Radio. We're here at True North Advisors, and our goal really is simple. Give you straightforward, objective advice.
Yep. Help you make the most of every single dollar you've worked so hard to save for retirement. It's about that financial peace of mind.
Absolutely. And today, we're kicking off something new, something we think is really important. It's the launch of our new Deep Dive series, the Hidden Threats series.
That's right, because, you know, for many of you listening, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you're already there. You're stepping into, well, frankly, it feels like uncharted territory compared to past generations.
It really does. The whole financial landscape, it's shifted.
Right.
And there are these dangers kind of lurking below the surface that most people just don't see coming. Mm-hmm.
And we see it. Our deep dives into, you know, economic reports, tax analysis, and just working day to day with folks like you, it confirms this one critical thing.
Which is?
That there are specific, often unseen challenges out there. And they can have, honestly, devastating consequences for your hard-earned savings if you're not ready for them.
Right. I mean, saving money, accumulating wealth for retirement, that's fantastic. It's crucial. But we find it's what you do with that money, especially in the years right before and then during retirement, that really dictates how long it lasts and how well it serves you.
And that brings us today for this very first deep dive in our Hidden Threat series. We're tackling what we really see as the number one overlooked risk.
Okay, lay it on us.
Unnecessarily overpaying your taxes in retirement.
Okay, unnecessarily overpaying your taxes.
Yeah.
That definitely grabs your attention. Nobody likes paying taxes, obviously. But what do we mean by unnecessarily? Is this about, you know, finding loopholes or something else?
It's definitely something else. It's more nuanced. And this is what's kind of fascinating and where a lot of misunderstanding comes in. It's not about, like, illegally dodging taxes or anything like that. That's just part of life.
Right. We all have to pay our share.
Exactly. It's about paying more than you legally have to. Or maybe paying taxes you could have entirely avoided just by planning smarter ahead of time.
Ah, okay. So avoidable taxes through planning.
Precisely. We see so many people, really diligent savers. I mean, they've done everything right, accumulating wealth.
Yeah.
But they unintentionally set up their accounts, their retirement funds, in a way that just leads to these huge avoidable tax bills later on.
They focus so much on the saving part, they forget about the tax impact of taking the money out.
That's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And look, when we talk about this overpayment, it's not trivial. It's not a few bucks here and there.
No. Our analysis, when we look at retirement plans, shows that without these proactive strategies, people could literally be watching tens of thousands, sometimes even hundreds of thousands of dollars, just poof, gone in avoidable taxes over a 20, 30-year retirement.
It's a staggering amount. It really is. Sure. And the frustrating part, so much of it is preventable.
Which is why we're talking about it.
Exactly. This is where understanding and, more importantly, implementing these forward-thinking retirement tax planning strategies before you actually retire.
Well, it's not just nice to have. It's absolutely crucial. It's about being proactive, not reactive, especially now.
Especially now, given the whole economic picture.
Okay, so let's dig into that. Why taxes? Why now? Why are they this looming threat specifically for retirement savings? I think a lot of people just figure, okay, taxes are what they are. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Yeah, that's a common thought. But based on, you know, the economic reports we study, the forecasts from major financial institutions, the picture taking shape is quite different.
Different how?
Well, first off, something most people don't really focus on or maybe just aren't aware of is that current federal income tax rates, they're actually near 40-year lows.
40-year lows. Wow. Okay.
Think about that. That context is critical. It's kind of the starting point for understanding what might happen next. It's almost an anomaly historically.
A 40-year low. That really implies there's only one likely direction for them to go long-term, doesn't it? Up.
Pretty much. And here's where it gets really interesting and, frankly, concerning for retirees. At the exact same time we have these historically low tax rates, our national debt is projected to hit, wait for it, $50 trillion. In the next decade.
50 trillion. That's a number that's hard to even comprehend.
Yeah.
And that directly ties into why taxes are such a threat, right? How does the government pay for that?
Exactly. Raises that fundamental question. How does the government fund itself? Especially with that kind of debt looming. Because let's face it, the government doesn't really have its own money.
Right. It comes from taxpayers. Or borrowing.
Or borrowing. And adding to the pressure, beyond just the debt, you have Social Security and Medicare, critical programs. But their own trustee reports, the latest ones, show they're facing serious solvency issues. They're projected to start running out of money in the coming years.
So, okay, you've got massive debt piling up. You've got essential programs like Social Security and Medicare running low on funds. That puts the government in a really tough spot, doesn't it? Kind of a rock and a hard place scenario.
That's exactly it. Right. They desperately need to generate significantly more revenue to avoid, well, a potential fiscal crisis down the road.
And to close that huge growing gap, what are the options, really?
Well, fundamentally, there are only two main levers they can pull. One, they could dramatically cut spending on popular vital programs. Think Social Security, Medicare.
Which politically seems incredibly difficult. That affects millions of people directly.
Extremely difficult. History shows very little appetite for deep cuts there.
Yeah.
So what's the other option?
Raise taxes.
Raise taxes. Mm-hmm. And when you think about a typical retirement, maybe 20 years, 30 years, mm-hmm. it becomes pretty clear which path is, let's say, the path of least resistance for bridging that fiscal gap.
Yeah, the political will to make those deep cuts just isn't usually there.
It really isn't. And look, you don't have to just take our word for it. When you talk to top economists, tax experts, financial forecasters, there's almost universal agreement on this.
What are they saying?
Taxes are pretty much unequivocally going to go up. It's almost seen as an inevitability over a standard retirement time frame, given where we are fiscally. The debate isn't really if anymore. It's more like when and how much.
Okay, so let's add some perspective. History. How high have taxes been before?
Right, good point. Today, the highest federal income tax rate is 37%, which might sound high to some, mm-hmm. but let's rewind to the 1980s. Not ancient history, the highest federal income tax bracket was over 70%.
Over 70%. Wow.
Yeah. Now, are we saying rates are going back to 70% tomorrow? No, probably not. But it shows you the historical precedent. It shows just how much room there is between today's 37% and where rates have been before.
A lot of room for taxes to climb. That historical context, plus the debt situation, it really underscores the potential risk here. Tax laws can change, and they can change significantly.
And that historical view is exactly why we stress the urgency. You really can't overstate it. This isn't some far-off problem you can ignore and just hope sorts itself out.
No, it's a real, if hidden, challenge. And you need to understand it and start preparing for it now, before those rates potentially start ticking upwards.
Because here's the kicker. If you wait until taxes actually go up, or maybe you wait until you hit age 73 or 75, and you have to start taking required minimum distributions, RMDs, from your traditional IRA or 401k, it will simply be too late. Too late to use many of the most powerful strategies that could have saved you all that money we talked about, those tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The planning window closes.
It does. The time to act, to plant those seeds for tax efficiency later, is well before that happens. It's today.
It really is about building that shield now.
Exactly. Proactive tax planning is your best defense against this hidden threat. And remember, it's not just about paying less tax, although that's great. It's about keeping more of your money, the money you worked hard for, so you can actually enjoy the retirement you dreamed about.
So what kinds of strategies are we talking about, just briefly?
Well, there are several, and they depend on your situation, of course. But things like Roth conversions, for instance, paying tax on some retirement funds now at potentially today's lower rates, so the growth and withdrawals later are tax-free.
Okay, that makes sense. Pay now or pay potentially more later.
Or things like optimizing how you withdraw money. Which accounts do you tap first? Your taxable accounts, your tax-deferred like a traditional IRA, your tax-free Roth accounts. The sequence matters. A lot.
Right. And maybe things like charitable giving strategies from IRAs for some people.
Absolutely. Qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs, can be incredibly effective for charitably inclined individuals over 70 and a half. These are just examples, but they show there are proactive steps you can take.
It's clear it's not just about what you invest in, but very much about how you manage the taxes on those investments, especially leading up to and into retirement. Understanding these strategies, how they fit your specific finances, that seems like the key differentiator.
It really is. It can be the difference between a good retirement and a truly secure great one.
Okay, so let's quickly recap then. Hidden threat, hashtag one, taxes. A major risk to your retirement savings. Why? Because current rates are low historically, but massive government debt and entitlement funding issues make future increases highly probable.
Right. And the key takeaway, the thing we really want you to remember from this deep dive, is just how vital proactive retirement tax planning is. Doing it before you retire is essential to avoid those unnecessary, potentially huge tax hits later.
So if you're listening and thinking, okay, you need to look at this. If you're ready to make sure your savings are protected from these unnecessary taxes and you want to figure out how to navigate this complex area,
we're here to help. We at True North Advisors, this is what we do. We can help you explore these strategies, see how they apply to you, and build a plan to help keep more of your money working for you, not Uncle Sam.
Don't let avoidable taxes undermine the retirement you've worked so hard for. Take that first step today. Give us a call. The number is 864-800-1831.
That's 864-800-1831.
It's a conversation worth having. It definitely is. And remember, this is just the first deep dive in our Hidden Threats series. Stay tuned as we explore other potential financial pressures. Thanks so much for joining us on Retire True North Radio today. We look forward to helping you make the absolute most of your retirement journey.